All right.
Oh,
sorry,
my goodness.
That.
We just love, we enjoy, we have so much fun in this podcast. Oh, and we hope you too. Guys can also enjoy it as well. If you can't eat the whole meal, how about some bites? From Bezos Splitsville to an Apple obsession. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dale Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, Jimmy.
I got a few too.
Do you want to let's flip it. We'll start with yours.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you happen to have $5.1 million hanging around, Dan?
Let me call my manager. Oh, yes, I do, but it's all in Monopoly money.
Well, guess what? That could buy you 30 seconds of commercial time on the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
$5.1 million.
Remember when it used to be just a million?
Right.
And I remember thinking a
million. I remember when it got to a million.
Oh, yes, yes. When it got to a million, that was a big deal. Now it's
5.1 to 5.3 million.
Wow.
What's a couple of $100,000
really
after
sure.
you spent
I'm not
5 minutes?
You know
on
what?
One 30-second ad.
It's not worth it.
No. It is worth it.
I don't think it is.
Let me explain.
Have you ever
why.
Bought anything that you saw on the Super Bowl?
100%.
What?
GoDaddy.
Yeah, no.
GoDaddy.
Yeah, you know what, though? But that came many years. GoDaddy on the Super Bowl kind of framed your eventually you got to understand what it was. But that was, for me, it was years.
Okay, but it's a great way to launch a brand.
Yes. And okay, I'll give
launching
you that.
A brand.
Launching a brand that makes sense.
Doesn't make it, by the way, doesn't mean if you buy it and you have a brand and you launch it, doesn't mean it's going to be a success.
No,
because
no but you're right.
Plenty
but it does give you brand
during
awareness.
During the dot-coms, do you remember the dot-coms?
Yes, yes.
The dot-com era and all
yes.
that, and it just kind of blew
but
up.
But like Pepsi, for example, if I watch a Pepsi commercial, I'm not going to get in my car, race down to the store and buy Pepsi, even though I love Pepsi.
But the next time you see Pepsi in a supermarket or
yeah, but
in
I've
a
always,
store.
Yeah, but I would always, if, I don't get that much Pepsi, but I would buy, I don't need a commercial. I probably have Pepsi every couple of months or so. I don't need a Super Bowl commercial to motivate me to buy a Pepsi.
Can I explain to you why it's a good ad buy?
Go ahead.
130 million people will tune in to a live broadcast of the football, the pinnacle of the NFL football season.
Yeah, but it goes viral. You know how many more people will see it?
Correct.
1 billion.
So if you go to the cost per thousand unit mm-hmm. of viewers.
What does it break down
it
to?
It breaks down to a couple of dollars at most. And usually anything under $7
uh-huh.
or
is
less
good.
Is really good.
Well, if only I had... $5 million, I'd promote our podcast.
30, you could blow it in 30 seconds.
Exactly. Gone in 30 seconds.
Yes.
$5 million. How'd you
next,
like that?
Next. You got one.
Okay. So this is kind of interesting. This guy, this photographer has an obsession with apples. And I didn't know. I mean, I've heard of foot fetishes and all kinds of stuff, but
right.
I've never heard of an apple obsession. And this guy, since he was in high school,
yes.
was obsessed with apples. And so he decided to do... first of all, almost like a historical journey through apples visually. And so he puts together this a large format book of his photographs, including each apple name. Now, how many different apples, and we'll throw this out to Stephen as well, how many different apple names are out there?
Oh, hundreds. Cortland. Go ahead.
No, hundreds? That's hundreds. Too high.
At least 800.
800 apples?
Why
no,
not?
Variety of apples.
I'm giving you hundreds of varieties.
No, because I think they're
Honey Crisp.
No, no, no. That's
Granny Smith.
I think you're talking. You're talking. Those
Macintosh.
I think those are those are
delicious.
Brand. Those are brand names.
No,
of
they're
apples.
Type of apples. It's a type of apple.
There are only 29.
By the way, I cannot believe we are arguing about apple names.
Here's the
And I'm
deal.
Obsessed with apples. Apple Steens, maybe, but not apples.
Oh, there you go.
You,
oh,
you had to get that in.
Nice.
Wait till you see the shirts we have, the
very
A-team.
Nice.
Anyway,
yeah.
keep going. I'm
it's
sorry.
A, Jimmy,
it's a personal note.
Jimmy making a connection to family heritage.
Pseudo in-laws.
So, somebody's going to get in trouble.
No, I'm not.
Anyway.
They know that's how I feel.
there are 29 apples that are featured in this book. And his favorite is the Nidwetskiana, a rare varietal originally from Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia that, as he put it, is the mother of the most apples that have a pigmented flesh. So he's going to the root of the apples, and apparently there are just like 29 of these things. of the root. You know, like there are all kinds of maybe offsprings,
right.
offshoot from
right,
but,
right, right.
But he researched them and he has them in a book. So there you go. An Apple obsession, and we're not talking about Apple the technology Apple,
right? I'm not
or
talking
Applesteins.
About or Applesteins.
No, we're talking about real apples.
Real apples.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Instagram. You want? We talk about eyeballs on this show. How
yes.
many eyeballs? How many times?
That's right.
Cost per thousand eyeballs, reach, frequency, all those basic commercial media models.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is now the go-to choice for launching new brand campaigns looking to reach the ages 13 to 34, according to
13 to 34. That's a age.
It's a big. That's a big
wow.
age group, right?
Yeah.
61% surveyed. Okay.
Wow.
And oh, by the way, they represent $14 billion in ad spend in that demographic.
In that demographic.
That's available.
Of course, the kids aren't spending, but they're bugging their parents to spend for them.
Right. Well, that's
or they're using their lawnmower money. Do kids mow lawns anymore?
No.
Bunch of lazy kids.
That's right.
They don't mow lawns.
All
well,
right.
Interesting. Okay.
So Instagram. We knew that Instagram influencers were.
Oh, yeah. No. Instagram. Important. It's still hot. Instagram is still
yes.
hot, I
yes.
think. The kids still like it.
Yes.
Okay. So Amazon. You know which one this one is?
I do know Amazon.
Bezos.
Yes.
Oh.
And
more.
And,
but wait,
by
there's
the way,
more.
No prenup.
No
I
prenup.
Mean, I'm
but,
sorry.
But you have to understand, he started the company a year after they were married. So, you know, back then, they probably were living in a trailer somewhere, driving, riding around on a bicycle. You know, who's thinking about prenups? But anyway, all these years later,
I bet he wishes he was
137.1 billion wishes that he had. He was they broken up.
Yep.
He announced. Now, do you know what the other story is?
Well, it's a 50-50 state.
Yes, in Washington, it is a 50-50 state.
Right,
Washington State
yes.
out there in
yeah.
the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
and so, but the theory is that she won't. It's here's the deal: he loses if he has to cash out. He may lose controlling interest
or, in his
right,
company
if he has to cash out everything. The sense is that if you're smart, you don't want that. You want to be able to get that stuff but not have it cashed out so that it continues to grow. So from a financial standpoint and from a tax standpoint, it would seem to me that he's not going to have to like give that up. He may give it up on paper, but it will not probably be cashed out. But again, we don't know. That's all guessing right now.
I don't think he's going to have to fire his babysitters.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying.
But he might not. By the way, I think his kids are older. One of them is at MIT. Is that correct? And here's the thing.
I don't know who R. Kelly is, and I certainly don't know if Bezos has kids at MIT.
Well, did you hear the latest? I saw last night that apparently the reason for this divorce is that he has been secretly dating.
Of course he is.
Yes.
Of course.
The wife of a wealthy, like a Hollywood super agent.
Okay.
A very,
I had a feeling it had something to do with a certain body
part.
I'm just saying.
And they've
apparently
been
more marriages.
Yeah, they've been flying around the world together and apparently one of the.
You can't keep anything a secret anymore.
Yeah, no. And the Inquirer apparently had been trailing them for a while.
Of course.
Yeah, private jets.
And that's just the
Inquirer.
Just think about getting away from the paparazzi and all the normal people out there with phones.
Yes.
I mean, cameras on their phones.
Exactly.
You can't escape.
Right. What about just the governments that are watching you on street corners?
Right. That's
true. Like in China.
That's right.
They can do that.
I'm sure
they can monitor your gait. So they could say,
is the media
Amazon.
Having fun with this, or are they feeling bad for the guy? Are they feeling bad for the woman?
This is still kind of fresh. So I don't know all of the reaction. I do know that, you know, the Inquirer, someone did throw out there and say, did Donald Trump somehow have something to do with the Inquirer, National Inquirer, going after him since he has always been sort of poo-pooing the Washington Post and Bezos, you know, in some way? Because remember, until recently, there was a long marriage there between favorable treatment of Trump by the Inquirer. So,
well, after all, aliens did put him on this earth, because there's no way two human beings created this.
I set you up nicely for that.
Sorry.
You got anything else?
One more. Do you know IMDb?
Yes.
Right?
It's
a site where you go to look
up. Your acting credits.
Movie and TV show credits.
Yes.
Okay, well,
I'm on there. I got two.
I know you do.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
And I know you get checks still.
Well, from the Bones,
from
I do.
Bones.
But I'm also there for a special I did for CNN called 50 Years After Brown versus Board of Education.
Oh,
it was a documentary.
By
I got credit for that.
Great book. I read that book when I was a kid.
Thank you. Absolutely. I wrote it.
No, you didn't write that book.
I didn't write the book.
All right.
No, I didn't.
No, because it was when I was a kid.
I know.
Which is a lot.
But that was in my former life, I
remember. Right, right. Yes. Okay, so now they are adding a streaming content service.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
And it will be supported by commercials. And I think this is where we're going in this world with media.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay to opt out of commercials.
Yes.
You already have that opportunity with Netflix and a few others out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to pay to see a certain amount of commercials based on your own demographic. This,
right.
this is definitely going to happen.
Just show me what
happen.
I want to see.
Just show me what I've been searching for.
Right.
Or show me, well, maybe not. Show me what
or
I've been searching for.
Or as you too would say, I still haven't found what I've been
looking,
searching for. Looking
oh, that was
for.
Good.
Yeah.
Now,
how'd you like
I
that?
Know you too.
Well,
I've been to
see,
their concerts.
But see how,
I'm not that unhip.
But see
I
how
do
widespread
love you
I get. I know you too.
You know R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Whatever it is.
Do you remember the
Faith
flying?
Hill?
Do you remember the Flying Burrito Brothers?
No, but I know the Flying Willendas.
Okay, I knew them. Too.
Yes.
All right, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, one final one. Ice Cube. We think of him as the rapper, but he's become a media mogul, and he is vying. He has his Big Three basketball league, and
right,
he's
that's
trying.
That's why I know him.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Ice Cube. He's an actor as well.
Yes, I know that. Too.
Yes. Okay. So he's apparently has approached in recent weeks. He has approached Viacom to team up in order to buy 22 regional. Fox Sports Networks. It is amazing. I've been fascinated by how all, you know, back in the, you hear all the stories of the rappers and the other musicians and stars who burn all their money or whatever. There have been some unbelievable investments and business acumen coming out of the streets, if you will. Some of these guys who came up with nothing, made money rapping, and now are moguls. And I don't know all the history of Ice Cube, but this is amazing. And some of them have become, I think one, was it Dre, who's a billionaire?
Yes.
So at least on paper he was. So I think that's a good thing. That's
okay.
cool. But anyway,
I think it's
he's
a good thing too. And I just hope
more
that
money.
They surround themselves with smart business people and learn how to save.
Well, I think in this particular case, he is a smart
and
business
practice
person.
Practice what I preach, not
yes.
what I do.
Woo! Anyway, that has been a lot of fun, Jimmy. As always, I enjoy across from the microphone with you, with the wonderful, those of you listening on the podcast. In between us is a monitor with a beautiful, nice, warm fireplace.
Yeah.
I feel the heat, even though there's no real heat. It's just visual heat.
And I don't like the heat because they beat my Celtics last night.
Oh.
Sorry. Always ends
Ooh,
on sports.
Very nice.
Always ends on
Thanks
sports.
Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast along with us. We know you did because, of course, we have so much fun. Like it, share it, keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.